More than one-third of Pakistan is underwater. Extreme rainfall and flooding there has left 1,100 people dead, nearly a half million homeless. According to Pakistan's federal minister for climate change, one town in the Sindh province was hit with nearly 70 inches of water, nearly 6 feet, in a single day. One of the people helping the country through this crisis is Ishfaq Anwar. He is the head of Pakistan's relief organization. He is on Skype from Islamabad. Ishfaq, our hearts go out to you for what your country is going through right now. It is certainly hard to imagine 70 inches of rain. Would you describe the scale of the flooding?
Yeah, Pakistan is a disaster-prone country, and we have seen earthquake, we have seen drought, we have seen heat waves. But this time, it is, I think, the biggest in terms of scale.
And understanding the scope of it, have you been able to fly over areas that are affected or see how people are surviving? What's happening on the ground?
On Sunday and Saturday, I was there, specifically in the two districts of Nowshera, and the people who are suffering are many, while the people who are reaching them are less. We see people, children, women, they were looking for the food, and even the drinking water has been a challenge there. The situation is not good at all, what we have seen with our own eyes. People, their villages are within the water. All their assets at the home, they are underwater, and they have just saved their life. They escaped the water, and they are now in different relief camps without basic stuff. This is what we see, and this is what we are seeing.
So you're saying that people were able, well, some people anyway, were able to escape their homes. Are the homes completely submerged?
The official figures are that more than 500, half a million houses are damaged. But again, the extent of damage, as I mentioned, is underestimated. That the one thing, if we compare it with the other emergencies and natural hazards that happened in 2010 and 2005, I would say the casualties or deaths are less as compared to the previous emergencies. And the reason is the availability of mobile cell, the social media, the people are now more connected. So they get the time to escape from, and that's why the death toll has reached to 1,000, which is comparatively is low as compared to 2010, when many people were not able to escape, or they are with lack of information or warning systems were not available. So in this time, the damages are large, but the casualties and the injuries are I would say, less.
Well, that's a bit of heartening news, given that people have more connectivity now, I guess even people in remote areas. It's pretty amazing that right now, a half million people have been able to be housed in camps. What do they need? It's surprising there's an infrastructure for this. What are they needing?
Relief International conducted a need assessment, and the immediate needs are the cooked food, non-food items, drinking water, emergency lights are required there. So these are the basic things. But again, this would be a type of relief they need, I think, in next 24 hours, 72 hours. But they need a longer support. The drinking water has already been contaminated, and that is not drinkable. So I think it's just the beginning of the problems. With the passage of time, these problems will have more shapes, getting more bigger and bigger.
So you're looking at the immediate term, the next 24 hours, and then you're looking well beyond this. We know that the rains have stopped for now, but there are monsoons expected in September, which is just a few days away. The international aid is starting to arrive. The International Monetary Fund released $1.7 billion, money that's been on hold since 2019. For people who are listening, there are many who will want to help. What is the best kind of help they can give?
I think there are different channels available, like Relief International, who mobilized its team in 10 hours, and we were on the field and provide support until now to more than 5,000 families within 24 hours. The government has also launched, they are also accepting donations. But again, the humanitarian workers, an organization like Relief International, they are quite quick to mobilize the funds and mobilize within their team and reach the support directly to beneficiaries. So I will suggest to support through these available humanitarian organizations who are currently working and delivering at the field level.
We will make a link on our website, in fact, to some of these organizations. And we wish you The best, Ishfaq Anwar, Relief International Pakistan's country director. Thank you for speaking with us. Stay safe.
Thank you.